It is maybe a boom time for the West End. You know, there was this great period in the 80s and the West End exploded. It was the heart of the city. And then it kind of fell on, on pretty hard times, and other areas picked up the slack. Well, it seems to be back on a roll again, and a brand new building just topping out. In fact, it's the tallest building in all of the West End, the seven-story Luminary, built by Crescent Real Estate. Managing Director of Asset Management for Crescent is John Zog, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, good to see you.
So this is what, the third life, fourth life for the West End? I mean, it was a booming area, at the turn of the century.
Yeah, you're right. You go back that far, you think about when all the warehouses and all the transportation came in there. It was
And those
really
are the buildings,
booming.
a lot of the buildings that are still down there.
They're still there. You can still see all the rafters and brick and exposed areas that make it cool. You could put thousands of pounds on each floor because they're built for John Deere tractors and other things. But yeah, we're rolling into a new life as we speak here
Well,
today.
And you guys have probably arguably thrown the lifeline. You got, what, a half a dozen buildings down there?
We do. And this is the first building. We have five existing buildings that are all historic and in the West End, and then we're building the Luminary, which is the first new office building built outside of the Arts District in downtown in over 30 years.
Wow. So that area, I mean, it's been settled sort of already. I was just amazed. I tried to get a table at, what is it, Lane's? But no chance. Unless you know somebody, you're call ahead. But I mean, there's an enormous apartment house that's down there that sort of sprang out of nowhere.
Yeah, so I think what's the good things that are happening in the West End, and there's some things that needed to be addressed, and that's what's great about where we are today, is they have been being addressed over the last 2 years. And the really cool thing about it is 100% of the property owners got together to solve it. That's hard to do, to get that many people to sign on to spend money for additional security,
to
additional.
Cooperate on anything.
Yeah, and 100, not one of them said no. So that's great. And when if you think about all the buildings and all the new owners that have come in, there's been more capital spent in the last 2 years than in the last 30 years combined.
Wow.
And so that's significant. And we're just now kind of seeing people roll out of the construction to see the improvements. And now you're starting to see the retail come back too. So like you were talking about Lane's and others, there's a lot of new restaurants, there's a lot of new vibrancy that's hitting the street level that the West End needed, that's been lacking for 30 years. Not
So
30
can
years.
all this coexist? I mean, in a sense, you guys are competing against yourself. I mean, we all know Crescent from the Crescent and, the Ritz-Carlton and McKinney and Olive and that whole strip through there. But now you're competing against yourself.
In a way we are, but if you think about, yeah, we're big into Uptown and we want to do more in Uptown, but Uptown's pretty well a mature market. And so the next wave of development that happens in Uptown is really tearing down very viable buildings. So we're going to see that happen in the next wave versus, filling up every vacant tract of land that's out there.
Does the fact that I think we're becoming less automobile-centric, help out that location too? Because it's tight in there.
It is.
And just egress, I mean, it's tough getting through it.
Well, for the West End, it's so convenient because you have all the freeways that all merge together right there. You have the busiest DART train stop in the city right there, and so it's very easy to get around. Plus, it's a what Redfin calls a walker's paradise. So it has a Redfin score of 93 or higher. So it's a walker's paradise for getting to a lot of conveniences, which is what people look for
So
today.
it's a live work play, another live work play.
It is one of Dallas's other true live work play neighborhoods, like Uptown has become.
Does there's you know, it strikes me, and I don't know that I would have thought about this until I saw Clyde Warren Park, but and the effect of that, but there is an effective wall between the West End and Victory, with that elevated section of that giant elevated section of highway. I mean, there's parking underneath, but still.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think that for Victory and West End, our next big project is to say, how does that become much more urban friendly?
Yeah.
That connection between the two. So how do we make that a very walkable environment? People are doing it today. They're even for American Airlines Center events, they're parking in the West End and walking over, and there's a shuttle and other things. But We need to make that much more walkable, because that is what this whole area has become, walkable.
I don't know how you can do it. I guess you have to bury it. But
yeah, we can't bury that.
But you know, that's what we were trying to avoid when North Central Expressway was redeveloped, because mm-hmm. they wanted to do that as a double deck. And fortunately, some bright people spoke up and said that creates a wall.
Correct. Yeah, fortunately, and even TxDOT has now realized that elevated freeways are urban blights, so they're really problematic to solving urban problems. So they're sinking things down. They've seen the success of Clyde Warren Park, and they're taking that across not only our state, but that's going across the country now.
So who's your tenant? I mean, who's going to move into the luminary, and what kind of tenants do you have for the other five buildings you've got down there?
So you really see, I mean, this building is, we've built it special for creativity and innovation. So if you're in that kind of business, technology, creativity, I think that this is going to be very attractive to them. It's got 14-foot clear ceilings, so you're going to have 14 feet of glass, a lot of sunshine coming into the building. You don't need blinds in this building. We're doing a new product called Sage Glass, which you can tint via your iPhone or iPad, so you don't need to have blinds blocking your view.
Wow.
And you know what's interesting also about it, I didn't realize till we topped out, it is so visible to so many directions, and you have 360-degree views that are going to be unobstructed forever, because you just don't have things that are going to be built to the west and north of that. But the visibility of signage, so the branding opportunity of this building, I think, is unparalleled.
So do you end up with smaller companies? I mean, 15, 20-man offices, or you know, say, does some big corporation come in and take the whole thing?
I don't think
of one of your buildings.
It's to be determined, but I think what happens is, because literally I was thinking about this pretty hard the other day, I can't think of a better branding opportunity for a company, but and also for a company that's 50,000 feet to get the best branding opportunity in the city, that's not out there. So that's really one of the big value propositions of this. You have 400,000 cars a day that look at this building.
Yeah.
So it is, if you think about the value of a billboard.
Well, you could sell the signage separately, maybe.
You could, but we would like to lease the office space. So we're probably going to tag that along. So I think it probably leases, you know, who knows? We got a lot of activity, but I think it probably goes, you know, it's only 80,000 feet. It's not much either. Yeah. So we built a bite size next to Corrigan, in the existing building of Corrigan, and Corrigan's expanding into this building as well. But it's, you know, there's probably a 40 or 30, you know, it kind of goes that direction.
So who's in the other buildings? Who's in the other five buildings that you've got down there? What kind of
tenants? We have a lot of technology companies. We have a lot of architectural, advertising, PR, legal. Co-working is not as big in the West End, but I really think that is ideal environment for co-working. So yeah. I think that there's a lot of them looking now. So I think that that's kind of a next wave, is there some co-working that comes to the West End. But it's predominantly been because people, if you think about other markets, the historic product is the most sought after product in other markets, such as Boston, Denver, San Francisco, others that have historic product. I mean, Dallas, we don't have any. We tore it all down, right? So this is really our last bastion of historic. But they like that historic type product, exposed brick and timber, that creates a creative environment. So that's why other markets get the highest rent in these, and we're relatively cheap in Dallas even today.
Well, it's fun to see it come back. It was a good area, and you know, we'll all end up at the West End Marketplace and Spaghetti Warehouse again.
Yeah.
Back where we started.
Well, and we pull for our neighbors too. You know, Granite finished their Factory 603 building, which was a big deal for the West End, because that was our northern anchor, and they needed to finish because it was under construction for so long. But then, you know, they're bringing in Blue Cross Blue Shield. They've got Sam's and Walmart Technology Group coming in, and a couple others are about to sign. So that's good for the West End to have this influx of what we thought was the type of tenant that was going to come to the market.
Nice synergy. John Zogs, Managing Director of Crescent Real Estate. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.